serves as an enduring investment in the future of public radio and seeks to help NPR produce programming that meets the highest standards of public service in journalism and cultural expression.
We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 96.1 FM in Lawrence. Online at kansaspublicradio.org. Clear and cold today with highs getting up to the lower 20s. It's 9 degrees in Lawrence. This is KPR.
You're listening to NPR News.
We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 89.7 Emporia. You can find us online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the Lead Center, with gift certificates available for upcoming concerts, including the Takash Quartet with pianist Joyce Yang, acapella quartet King's Return, plus more. Details at lead.ku.edu.
Good morning, I'm Kay McIntyre. Glad to be with you on this Sunday morning. Coming up on Weekend Edition Sunday, many beloved holiday movies share one thing in common: fake snow. Coming up, we look at the history of fake snow and how it's changed over the years. That's just ahead on Weekend Edition Sunday on Kansas Public Radio. For over 100 years, the University of Kansas has celebrated the season with their annual performance of Holiday Vespers. Join Kansas Public Radio Thursday night for this year's Holiday Vespers, featuring Christmas carols, music for Hanukkah, Mozart's Magic Flute, and more, all performed by the KU choirs and orchestras. It's Holiday Vespers, Thursday night at 7 o'clock on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Audio Reader, an audio information service for anyone who has difficulty reading standard print. Grateful for the generous support of all volunteers and donors. More information at reader.ku.edu.
No snow, fake or otherwise, in our forecast for today. We're looking for sunny skies, cold temperatures with highs in the lower 20s. Clear skies tonight, lows around 18 degrees. Sunny and warmer for tomorrow with highs in the mid-40s. It's 10 degrees in Emporia, 9 in Lawrence.
Support for NPR comes from this station.
On All Things Considered from NPR News.
Join us for All Things Considered from 4 to 5 o'clock this afternoon on Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 89.9 Atchison. Tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from the Lawrence Art Guild, with an opportunity to shop for holiday gifts at their annual art fair this Saturday and Sunday at the Cider Gallery. Details at lawrenceartguild.org.
Coming up on Weekend Edition Sunday, it's the Sunday Puzzle with Puzzle Master Will Shorts. And later this hour, how did DJs get people out onto the dance floor? Office parties, weddings, bar mitzvahs, the best trips, tricks for working the crowd. That's just ahead at 7:53 on Weekend Edition Sunday on Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, creating the future one discovery at a time. Information about KU programs and research is at ku.edu.
Many thanks to everyone who made a pledge during KPR's recent Winter Quiet Drive. We finished up with almost $41,000 pledged by you, our listeners, to support KPR's award-winning programming. There's still time for you to join the KPR community of listener members. Visit kansaspublicradio.org. And from all of us at KPR, thanks.
Support for NPR comes from this station, club.org. From Capital One, offering their premium travel card, Venture X. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. Details at CapitalOne.com. and from the John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation at macfound.org.
From the University of Kansas, we are Kansas Public Radio, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio. A big thank you to everyone who turned out for Big Band Christmas last night. All of you who braved the dance floor. Wonderful time was had by all. A big thank you to the Kansas City Jazz Orchestra as well for an evening of great music. We'll see you next year at Big Band Christmas. Cold and sunny today with highs in the lower 20s. Winds from the northeast, 5 to 10 miles per hour. They'll shift to the southeast this afternoon. Wind chill values as low as 5 below zero this morning. It's 9 degrees in Topeka. This is KPR.
Go in and inspect it. The move comes after both countries sent civilian envoys to a U.S.-led military committee that is monitoring the ceasefire. Washington has demanded that Israel and Lebanon cooperate more in pursuit of regional stability. Jerome Sokolovsky, NPR News, Tel Aviv.
This is NPR News.
From the KPR newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre. Good morning. Authorities have identified a man killed at the Panasonic battery plant in DeSoto. Officers were called to the plant Friday morning, where they found a victim who had been stabbed multiple times. KNBC reports that officers then engaged with the stabbing suspect, 55-year-old Jonathan Lunsford of Blue Springs, Missouri. Officers shot and killed Lunsford, who was pronounced dead at the scene. The victim, whose name has not been released, was hospitalized in critical condition. No information about a possible motive in the stabbing has been released. No deputies or officers were injured during the incident. The Olathe Police Department continues their investigation with assistance from the Johnson County Critical Incident Investigation Team and the Kansas Bureau of Investigation. The Prairie Band Potawatomi Nation is looking for a way out of a recent contract with Homeland Security. The Topeka Capital Journal reports that Joseph Zeke Rupnik, the tribal board chair, addressed the Potawatomi Nation on Friday, saying he's met with legal counsel to explore ways to get out of the $29.9 million contract. News broke this week that the nation's Prairie Band LLC signed a contract to design detention centers for ICE, Immigration and Customs Enforcement. The tribe announced that senior leadership of the LLC would be fired as a result of that contract. Rupnik said the tribe risks losing future government contracts by backing out of the contract, but they have a moral obligation to other persecuted people.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation. RWJF is a national philanthropy working toward a future where health is no longer a privilege, but a right. Learn more at rwjf.org.
Sunny and cold today, with highs only getting up to the lower 20s. Winds from the northeast, they'll shift to the southeast this afternoon. Clear tonight, lows around 18 degrees. For tomorrow, sunny and warmer with highs in the mid-40s. It's 9 degrees in Lawrence. From the KPR newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre.
You're listening to NPR News.
And you're listening to it on Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. We're 91.5 Lawrence and 89.7 Emporia. We're online at kansaspublicradio.org. kpr.org.
Support for KPR comes from Kansas City PBS, presenting Dreaming of the Dance, a look backstage during the Kansas City Ballet's performance of The Nutcracker, available to watch on demand on the PBS app or YouTube.
Speaking of The Nutcracker, hope you'll join us Thursday night for KPR's broadcast of KU's Holiday Vespers, the annual concert by the KU Choirs and Symphony Orchestra. We'll hear music from Tchaikovsky's Nutcracker, Mozart's Magic Flute, and Carols for the Season. Holiday Vespers at the University of Kansas is Thursday night at 7 o'clock on KPR 1 stations. And on KPR 2, Thursday night at 7 o'clock, it's Prairie Journal. Coming up on Weekend Edition Sunday, Chileans head to the polls today to vote for president. How the anti-immigrant sentiment is playing in Chile. That's just ahead on Weekend Edition Sunday on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from the Yoga Center of Lawrence, offering gift cards this holiday season for all classes, including an unlimited two-week pass for new students or a Yoga Basic Series for new students. Gift cards at yogacenteroflawrence.org.
Sunny and cold today, with highs only getting up to the lower 20s. Winds from the northeast this morning, they'll shift to the southeast this afternoon. Clear skies tonight with lows in the upper teens. Sunny and warmer tomorrow with highs getting up to the mid-40s. It's a chilly 10 degrees in Lawrence, 8 degrees in Atchison, 9 degrees in Manhattan, 9 degrees in Topeka. This is KPR.
Support for NPR comes from this station and from Viking.
Trump administration on vaccines. Marty McCary, Monday on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us for Morning Edition tomorrow morning from 5 to 9 o'clock on Kansas Public Radio. Your hosts tomorrow, Steve Inskeep, A. Martinez, and Matthew Algio. Good morning, I'm Kay McIntyre. Glad to be with you on a Sunday morning for Weekend Edition Sunday on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, creating the future one discovery at a time. Information about KU programs and research is at ku.edu.
From the University of Kansas, we are Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence and 89.7 Emporia. You can find us online at kansaspublicradio.org. Coming up, nearly 1,000 women from around the country flew to New York City to audition for the Rockettes on their 100th anniversary. What's helped the Rockettes last so long? That story just ahead on Weekend Edition Sunday on KPR.
72% of NPR listeners value public radio as an important community service. Support your community and promote your business by sponsoring KPR. Learn more at sponsorship.kansaspublicradio.org.
Sunny and cold today with highs only in the lower 20s. Winds from the northeast, they'll shift to the southeast this afternoon. Clear tonight, lows around 18 degrees. It's 10 degrees in Lawrence, 12 degrees in Emporia. This is KPR.
Support for NPR comes from this station.
From the University of Kansas, we are Kansas Public Radio, KANU and KANU HD1, Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1, Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Spider Art Constructors, offering custom concrete patio work across the KPR listening area. More information about available services is at Spider Art, Spider with a Y, SpiderArtConstructors.com.
We've got one more hour of Weekend Edition Sunday. The latest news from NPR coming up in about a minute and a half, followed by news from the KPR newsroom. Then stay with us for This Old House Radio Hour, coming up at 10 o'clock this morning on Kansas Public Radio. Sunny and cold today with highs only in the lower 20s. We're expecting much warmer temperatures for tomorrow when highs will get up to the mid-40s. It's 10 degrees in Topeka. This is Kansas Public Radio.